Thank you, I said to the man holding the door to Junior's for me, leaving as I was going in. The charmed door chimes clunked dully, and I hesitated on the threshold, appreciating the dry cold Mark kept the place in as I waited for Pike. The mixed-population coffee house was a few streets off the waterfront, near enough to the stadiums that you could use it on game day, and far enough from Fountain Square that it didn't become crammed with tourists. Even so, it was always busy. The air conditioning was a heavy roar, and it smelled faintly of sweaty ware and vampire. No, that's Pike. I got this, I said as Pike shuffled in behind me, the man still holding a silk handkerchief to his nose. Why don't you snag us a table?
Okay,
he muttered. Between his torn shirt, scraped knuckles, and swollen face, he was getting noticed. Watching the expressions shift as he wove through the tables was almost worth the price of admission to my weird life. Smiling, I headed for the long line. The decor in Junior's was unique. Painted circles adorned the floor, the wall, the counter, in what might be Art Deco, but I knew was in case there was trouble, and a secure protection bubble needed to be set. The ornately painted circle in the back was a designated place for demons to pop in and out without fear of landing too close to someone, but the ropes had gotten dusty. Where there had once been dozens of pictures of babies dressed like fruit, there was now only one, and someone had painted the huge front windows with roller coasters and the needle at King's Island. I needed coffee. My arm was sore from hitting something stupid, and my chest hurt when I tried to take a deep breath. Tired, I settled in at the end of the line by the cold shelves. It might be a while. The man before the register was putting in an order for what could have been an entire office floor. Worse, the three young wares in front of me were giggling, trying to flirt with Mark's latest hire, a ware with tattoos from three different packs. His long hair was in a man bun, and yet he somehow managed an attractive scruffy behind his green apron and tidy slacks. I couldn't help my sigh as the guy asked if he could get the oat milk caramel latte mocha with fat-free whip and peppermint sprinkles. Slumping, I glanced at Pike scribbling on a napkin so stiff it wasn't much good for anything else. Logos, right, I whispered. My arm was really hurting, and as the guy moved to the pickup counter and the three ware pups began to place their orders, I swung my big canvas bag around to find a pain amulet. The finger stick to draw the blood to invoke it was in a side pocket, and I hardly felt the prick as I snapped it open and jabbed my pinky. Immediately, the living vamps enjoying the sun at the front of the shop turned, their heads swiveling to find me. The mixed group coming in noticed too, and Pike, who looked up from his logos to give me a thin smile. And Dolly, I thought as I quickly smeared a drop of blood on the wooden amulet and dropped it around my neck. The surly demon often lurked in the back until it got busy, whereupon he'd come out for 20 minutes, use his magic to burn through the line, and then go hide again. Today, though, he was working the drive-thru with the help of a pixie. Mark took being an equal opportunity employer seriously. Or maybe it was because getting anyone to work with the demon was hard. His help wanted sign was in neon. My apologies, I mouthed the vamps in the sun as the ache in my arm vanished and my shoulders drooped in relief. Brows furrowed, they returned to their conversations. The scent of my blood was a minor irritant, especially compared to Pike. After working with him for several months, I was beginning to suspect that he liked wearing someone else's blood as a badge of honor. I thought it totally unfair that it made him more attractive. I just looked a mess covered in blood.